Good morning, good morning. So, interesting last couple of days, weeks. Oh man, so many things have been happening. But what I wanted to talk about today is honoring your word to yourself and obviously to others. A lot of us honor our word to others because there's that external judgment factor, but a lot of us don't necessarily honor our word to ourselves. And this is a big one because it matters as much, if not more, probably more, to honor your word to yourself. Now, what I mean is, like, I find myself saying, oh, I should do this, or oh, I'm going to do this, or oh, I'm going to do this, or oh, I should do that. And then just not doing them. I put them off, or I do it a little bit, or half-ass it, or whatever. And it, my ego just doesn't believe me. So, you know, when I say I'm going to do stuff, it's like, man, you're not really going to do that. And so, for a long time, probably 3 years, I have felt deeply within my core that if I honor my body better by sleeping when I need to sleep and choose, like, listening to it, what it says, what it wants to eat, you know, and not just eating a bunch of crap. And, you know, forever I was like, I can eat whatever I want and, you know, I can alchemize it because I do believe that too. However, that's when you're listening to your body. If your body says, I want to eat a hamburger, and you eat a hamburger, you can absolutely alchemize that into something that's good for it. I believe that, absolutely. However, I wasn't listening to my body. I was listening to my ego, you know, or whatever. And so I've been saying that for a long, long time, that I just, you know, I was going to do this with, I was going to honor my body and eat the way it wanted to eat. And I haven't been doing it. So the last thing I felt like to kind of hit my, like, you know, my higher self has been this, and it's been years. I'm not minimizing, like, it's been literally like 3 years. And so lately I have been, this past week, I'm going on vacation next week. So a week before vacation, I said, I want to be disciplined for 7 days. And I figured I can deal with it for 7 days. So I wrote down a list of things I wanted to do. Now, I haven't been necessarily good about all of the things because I kind of went overboard. It was like, I want to do this and this and this and this. But I have done at least several of the things every day. And the one that's really the big one is cutting processed sugar. So I'm on day five now, no processed sugar. And there were 2 days where I almost said, oh, I can have a chocolate milk. That's fine. At least there's some, you know, vitamin D in there and there's some protein. And I was, you know, I was doing the ego thing, talking myself into it. And then I was like, no, have some water. You'll be fine. Just a couple more days. And next week we're on vacation. So I was like, I'll do whatever I want on vacation. But just in this 5 days, doing as I said I was going to do, my life has started to shift. Now, Las Vegas is my home. It's always been my home. It's where my heart has been. We moved to New Hampshire a few years ago, and there have been some good things about it. You know, there have been some ways in which it's been good for my kids, but I feel like we're almost coming to a place where we've kind of like outgrown it. It's very rural. There's really not that many opportunities for the kids, and they're bored and don't have a ton of friends. And so I feel like we've kind of like outgrown this space for us. And so the idea of heading back home, we still own our house, is kind of appealing. But to do that, I need to be making decent money, and I really don't want to go back to teaching. So I've been, you know, working on getting my business going and all the stuff. I'm really actually focused lately. And in that, ultimately, what I really want to do is this micro school. Like, that's the big piece. I have a bunch of little pieces that go along with it too, the coaching and all the things that are part of it. But the big goal is the micro school. Now, I kind of stepped into it years ago before we moved, but it was scary because I had like no money left in the bank, and I really needed it to be a win. Otherwise, we were, you know, gonna default on the house or have to scramble to find a job or whatever. And at this point, I don't have a ton of money in the bank, but I have this like faith that it's gonna work. Crazy enough, not crazy enough, because I stepped into doing what I said I was going to do, honoring my word to myself. I get an email from a lady who runs this program called Horses for Heroes out in Las Vegas, which is, it was set up as a, like they had a ranch space, and it was set up as like doing PTSD work with returning veterans, I suppose. And then she's expanded into community programs and things like that. So she reached out on this new social media for business owners, small business owners site, and invited me to join. Now, I hadn't interacted with these people in many years. Like my son, when he was, I don't know, 8, so maybe 4 or 5 years ago, did this little camp there where he went and rode horses. So I don't know if she just went through her list and invited everybody. I don't know. But for whatever reason, she found me and she invited me to the site. And then she reached out and interacted with me. Hey, I'd love to connect, see what you're up to, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't even think I ever met the lady. So it was interesting. And so I responded and I said, here's what I'm working on. I love what you guys do. You know, maybe we could do some programs together. Sorry about the whiny dog. I don't know what she's whining about. She likes sticking her head out the window, but she's got her head out the window. Silly dog. So I told her what I was doing with Micro School, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, that sounds like it could be really in alignment for us. And she said, do you need space to host your Micro School? And I was like, holy crap, I do. One of the things that was a struggle before we moved was exactly that, finding space to have it. One, it could be either crazy expensive or just not really, like a lot of churches would host space or whatever, and it wasn't something I wanted to bring in, the energy I wanted to bring into my school. So, and very quickly that snowballed into her. She has all these programs that we could work together on. They have a kitchen, so the culinary aspect of what I'm working on is there. And it just, like, literally within an hour of communicating with her, we're like, let's work together. I mean, we don't have anything, you know, in writing or financially or anything like that, but so I asked her, I said, how much do you charge for your space? And she's like, well, we want it to be mutually beneficial, and so we'll make it work. You know, she's not trying to make $1 million off of me, but, you know, let's make it a win-win. And I was like, exactly. That's my theory and my philosophy of all of what I'm building, is that everyone wins. The kids win, I win, whoever, you know, this lady wins, her business wins, the community wins because we're doing good community work, all the stuff. It all grows in the way communities are meant to grow. And community is such a huge theme right now because people have realized that that's what we've been missing. That's what I was missing in Las Vegas. But I'm like, if I grow this community from within, that's my built-in. That's what I was missing, and there it is. So all these beautiful things within hours of me recognizing, and enough days that my body's like, okay, I got you. You're actually doing this. No, and I haven't been crazy strict. Like, my son made me a pizza last night, and the sauce probably has sugar in it. But it wasn't purposeful. I wasn't seeking it out. You know, for me, it's more desserts that are the problem. And then, you know, I crave sweet foods because of it. But all within a few hours of like, actually committing to this, a few days, all this beautiful stuff is unfolding. And so now I'm like, I'm going to commit to this more because I need some other things to beautifully unfold. I need all three of my kids to be excited about this idea and not like, oh, we're moving again. I need my parents to be happy for me and the opportunity and see the benefit of what I'm doing and not be judgmental and, questioning my decision again. You know, those are the things that, like, I would like to unfold so that this is a win for everybody. I want every piece of everything I do from now to be a win for everyone. And so I'm going to commit more to this. I'm going to commit more to my word. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it for myself. I sat down with mirror work because that was one of my goals for this, is doing mirror work, which is like loving on your body. And the end goal before vacation was to be able to sit naked in front of the mirror and start at the head and go all the way down and love every part without judgment. So loving, you know, every little piece of my body and honoring my body by eating what's more in alignment with it has made that easier too. Years ago, when I first did mirror work, I would bawl my eyes out. I would cry and cry and cry and cry because I realized how little I was loving my body. But I did from my head down to about my chest last night just because it was getting late and one of my things is to go to bed earlier. And so I wanted to honor that. So I did some, and it wasn't hard even a little. It wasn't hard to do it. And there was certainly no crying. It was great. So I'm like, all of this comes together when you honor your word. So be cognizant of what you're saying to yourself. Be cognizant of that and start honoring it. If you say, you know, you're going to do not drink for this month, don't drink. Don't make it a big deal. Just don't do it. If you say you're going to get up early and exercise, do it. And now be realistic with your expectations. Like I said, I was going to do something every day that you know, I my body needs a rest in between. And I wasn't honoring that. And so I was like, okay, let's get back to this. I will do it 4 days a week or whatever. And,
you know, be realistic and be kind. Do it out of the kindness, not out of the judgment. And that's something we've got to notice as well. So, and then notice what changes outside of you. Like, this isn't about losing weight for me. This is about honoring my body. I don't care what my weight is anymore. I really don't. It's just not something that matters. But honoring and treating my body the way it should be treated is what matters. So I can't wait to see what else unfolds. If you'd like to hear more about my school, please reach out because I'm super excited about it getting started. And there will be, I do still have an online only component of it. I haven't really pushed that because I wasn't sure. I really wanted it to be kind of a hybrid model. And so my students will be like 2 or 3 days a week in person and the other days online. But they're can be an online only model, which I already have on my website. It's outsidetheboxacademy.online. So check that out if you're interested in hearing about more about my philosophies and stuff. Like, I want people who are in alignment with it to be the ones who join. Like, even my own kids, I'm not sure all three of them will go. Funny enough, my daughter would do really well there, but she's more interested in having friends because she's been struggling socially here, I think. So I think she really craves having a group of people who are her good friends, which, yeah, so that's kind of her motivation at this point. But my other son loves the idea. He's like, Mom, I would love to go to school like that. And he's excited. So, if you're interested in checking it out, please do outsidetheboxacademy.online. And there's a place you can message me there if you have any further questions, or share it with anyone in the Las Vegas area if they want to do the hybrid, or anyone anywhere if they want to do the online model. We'll get it going for fall. The August school year is coming upon fast. So, but I'm going to sign off because I've been talking a lot, but have a beautiful day. And remember to listen to what you're telling yourself. It really matters. It really, really matters. I can tell very quickly the distinct difference. So that's all for today. Have a great day.